Which one?
Old Rail.
All right. And if the wind hasn't been blowing and then it starts to, you'd say the wind is...
Let me see now. We call it the wind steering, and most of the people does. It's quite a breeze of steering.
Did you ever say like it's picking up?
Yes. One expression in the past.
Is what?
Well, picking it up.
All right. And then if it has been blowing and then it starts to...
Recede.
And would you say letting up or dying down? Or
dying down, yeah, we'd say dying down.
Okay, and if you say, I better put a jacket on this morning because it's kind of...
chilly.
All right, and it really got cold. You say the water in the lake...
is frozen.
All right, and it might...
might get worse.
All right, now that's really it, but there are just a couple of other things here I wanted to check with you on. If you just have a couple more minutes.
I've got some time.
Okay. Let me just go over these odds and ends here. One thing was width. The opposite of width is... the opposite of width.
With, let me get would be on my mind now. With or without.
Very good. Okay. And then you'd say a dog might watch you.
Might bite.
Yesterday he...
he bit.
Okay. And... if you were fishing, I said, how'd you do? You went fishing, you say, I said, did you catch any fish? And you say,
no.
Not?
None.
Okay, would you ever say nary a one or not a one?
No, I would never say nary a one. I could, but I just never have been the habit of it.
Okay. And if someone says, someone broke, you had a rake or something, a piece of equipment, and somebody broke it, and they're apologizing, you say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it in the first place.
All right. And a child is, a child cries because he says, Johnny got some candy, but he didn't give me.
Give me any.
Okay. And we're talking about a task to be done.
That's...
we're going to do this. And so you might say, you and who will do this? You're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You and I'll do it.
All right. And so not just one of us, but both.
Yeah, both.
All right. And not you and I, but an I.
He and I.
All right. And if you hear a voice outside, and it's a man's voice, and you say, oh, don't worry about that, it's just...
neighbor.
Or him.
Or him.
And it's a woman, you'd say it's...
her.
And it's a couple people, it's...
what do you say,
it's them.
Johnny and...
or it's, would you say
Jake.
It's them or they?
Yeah, they.
All right. And you're talking about how tall somebody is. You say, he isn't as tall as...
I.
Would you say the whole thing?
He's not as tall as I.
And I'm not as tall...
as I.
As he.
As he.
All right. And he can do it better...
than I.
All right. And you say, I'm really tired, and 2 miles is the what I can walk. 2 miles is the...
limit.
Would you ever say far...
far...
farthest or furthest?
Furthest, let's say. Well, I can say the furthest. Let's
okay. All right. And now, if something belongs to me, it's mine. If something belongs to somebody over there, we say it's...
it's his.
And a woman.
Her.
And there are several people.
Oh, well, them.
And it... or their.
Theirs.
And if it's... and it belongs to you, you might say it's you.
It's mine.
Or your...
yeah, yours.
All right. And if you want to know when someone's coming back, you might say,
when are you coming back?
All right. And do you ever use y'all?
Yeah.
How do you use that?
I would say, good night, you all.
All right. And that's okay. And if something belongs to, would you ever say y'all's car or y'all's horses or something like that?
It's not common, but it... been used, and I can use it right now if I take a look.
Think of an example how you might use it.
Years would be all I'd think would cover all right. The whole thing.
All right.